USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump tells reporters Friday to listen closely to next Tuesday's State of the Union address to find out his next move on a border wall. He appears to be leaning toward a national emergency declaration to pay for it, saying negotiations in Congress are going nowhere. On CNN's Anderson Cooper 360, Florida Republican Representative Michael Waltz, a member of the Armed Services Committee.
We need to let these negotiations continue, and I hope we do. Like I said, compromise can't be a dirty word. We have both sides sitting down to work this out, and that's what I hope continues. That's what I want to see continue, and what I want to see, them come to an agreement.
Virginia Democratic Governor Ralph Northam apologized Friday for appearing in a racist and offensive photo on his 1984 medical school yearbook page that showed one man dressed in blackface and another in a KKK robe, but gives no indication he plans to resign. That despite calls from the Florida Republican Party chairman that he do so. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Adam. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I am from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Democratic New Jersey Senator Cory Booker announced during a Friday news conference his intention to run for president in 2020. In an exclusive interview with CBS News, President Trump expressed his skepticism over Booker's likelihood of winning the election.
He's got no chance.
No chance.
I say no.
Why?
Because I know him. I don't think he has a chance.
And the president told CBS's Face the Nation moderator Margaret Brennan that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's opposition to border wall funding is bad for the country.
She knows that you need a barrier. She knows that we need border security. She wanted to win a political point. I happen to think it's very bad politics. Because basically she wants open borders. She doesn't mind human trafficking, or she wouldn't do this.
The Trump administration is pulling out of a nuclear arms treaty with Russia. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is suspending its INF treaty obligations, setting up a six-month timetable for termination of the pact.
The United States is hopeful that we can put our relationship with Russia back on a better footing. But the onus is on Russia to change course from a pattern of destabilizing activity, not just on this issue, but on many others as well.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Sunday Super Bowl means parties, even if you aren't a football fan. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh is asking residents to follow the lead of the home team.
The Patriots have been down now for over a week in Atlanta, preparing and practicing for this game. They're showing respect to the Rams. They're showing respect to the NFL, and we're asking our fans to make sure we do the same thing.
Police Commissioner William G. Gross is preparing for celebrations across the city. He says any student behaving in a way that warrants the intervention of police because of misconduct will have their name turned over to the respective dean of students for appropriate discipline. And he also warned the rest of the city to stay safe and out of trouble, saying there will be zero tolerance for disruptive and illegal behavior. The Day of Remembrance by NASA on Thursday will honor all of those who lost their lives, including the crews of Apollo 1 and space shuttles Challenger and Columbia. John Clements has more.
NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine tells us the Day of Remembrance on Thursday at all 10 of the agency's centers around the nation has a purpose.
It reminds us that what we're doing is dangerous, but it has a purpose.
Administrator Bridenstine tells us most people are not aware of how NASA has made our lives better over the years.
A lot of people don't recognize how important NASA has been in shaping the world that we know today, but it has been.
A San Francisco Bay Area restaurant owner who was criticized after saying he would refuse service to anyone wearing a red Make America Great Again baseball cap has apologized and reversed course, saying Friday his restaurant will keep serving everyone. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.